Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Investigators of the DC-8 airline crash in Newfoundland, in which 256 people died, say the flight recorders from the plane may still provide information about the cause. In the meantime, they've ruled out dirty fuel as a cause and say there is still no evidence of sabotage. The owners of the plane, Arrow Air, have admitted that there had been mechanical problems with the jet in the past few months. A Dutch company, Axo Chemie, has been fined more than $8 million by the European Commission for trying to force smaller competitors out of business by selective undercutting of prices. The fine for unfair trading against the firm, which makes chemicals for flour milling, is the largest ever imposed by the Commission. The troubled British helicopter firm Westland has been warned about accepting financial help from the American backers of Sikorsky helicopters. The French firm Aero Speciale says Westland could be penalised for accepting the US offer by being shut out of future contracts and the development of a new European helicopter for NATO. Foreign journalists in South Africa have protested to the government about yesterday's events in Mamelodi Township near Pretoria, in which several reporters were detained and a cameraman was shot in the leg. They were covering a funeral in the township, which does not come under news restrictions. Several journalists were ordered to hand over film of the funeral and subsequent incidents, but refused. A chairlift accident in a popular winter skiing resort in America has injured 49 people. Nine were taken to hospital in a serious condition and three are said to be critical. The accident occurred at Dillon in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado when a giant cable wheel slipped. And the IRA's so-called punishment squad has claimed another victim in Belfast. They shot a 23-year-old man in the legs for allegedly being involved in antisocial activities. For Caroline International, this is Graham Vega.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.